Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Small Time Hustlers Sports Show. And I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. My co-host is on. He'll be tuning in a minute with us. T-Sean, a.k.a. Sincere.
What's going on?
Phone when you want to talk. Oh, what's good? What's good? I didn't know you was ready yet.
Yeah, what's going on?
Same old. Another day in the sports world. What'd you say? Another what?
Another week, baby. Another good week.
Tell me about it. Another good week in sports, man. I don't know. I think week two was better than better than week one.
Most definitely.
It was, right?
Yeah,
the Giants had a miraculous comeback. Even though they were playing the St. Louis, it wasn't like they was playing the Cowboys or nothing like that.
A comeback
is a comeback, so it still counts. You know what I mean? At least they showed the fight. If it wasn't for that second half, who knows? But at least they're not 0-2. So for everybody, all the local people who like the big blue, you know, I take my hat off to you. What else? What I really wanted to talk about was we had some injuries last week. The injury to Chubb. The running back. that injury right there. That was a big blow to Cleveland, and even though they got options, but I don't want to say it's the end of their season or anything like that, but he was a big part of their offense. So with him going down, it's going to be pretty hard for them
That's the second time that happened to him too, man.
That's the second time?
Yeah, that's the second time that happened to him. It happened to him 3 years ago.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that was the second time. I just heard that he tore some ligaments and he was out for the season. The hit came from the ex Miami Dolphin player Mekhi Fitzpatrick, I think his name is.
He got hurt too.
He got hurt too?
Yeah, but he back though. He back. He got hurt.
Okay, well. He got hurt hitting.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Chubb.
That same play. The same play he got hurt. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I just was hearing all over the news about Nick Chubb out for the season, and with that, I don't know. But they was talking about they got a couple of options that they might think about getting since he went out. You know, Kareem Hunt. They can get what's my man Leonard Fournier. They could even try to get Jonathan Taylor, you know, to replace him.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
They could try to get him if they want to. I don't know. The NFL be trying to make like the running back position is not a big deal. So I don't know. But now when the running back go down, then they want, it's over for them for their season. But is the running back position important or is it not important? You know?
Yeah, it's important. It's important.
I think it's important too.
I think they're gonna have to work with what they got for now. I think they're just gonna work with what they got for now.
They got a backup running back. I forgot his name. The backup running back. I think it's forgot. I think it's Forge, Ford, something like that.
Yeah, Ford.
Okay,
he
ain't
all that though. I don't think.
Well, they might be. I don't know. They might be in trouble. We'll see. Who knows? I got to see who they playing this week, and make a decision on that. But what else happened? What else happened last week? That's worth talking about. I know what else happened. We got two teams just starting off 0-2. There's usually not 0-2. The Chargers playing it slipped my mind. Who the Chargers playing this week?
They're playing the Vikings.
They playing the Vikings. You know, they both 0-2.
Oh, sure.
So one of them got a win. I don't know which one. And then we got the Eagles. Then we got two undefeated teams playing. We got the Eagles playing
the Bucks.
The Eagles playing the Bucks. You know, so that's two undefeated teams. But I wanted to tell people, like, for betting people, you know, that's out there, for people that bet. I think this is going to be one of the easiest weeks.
Yeah.
If you want to. Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be an easy week to win money. I'm telling you.
It seems kind of hard.
It seemed kind of hard. Nah. Look, first of all, Kansas City is winning and they're going to cover. Kansas City is going to win and cover. And over the Bears, I think the last time I heard it was like 12.5 points. The point spread was over the Bears, 12.5 points.
So?
I don't care what it is. the Bears haven't scored. The Bears haven't scored in what they said in over Let me see. The Bears haven't scored more than like 20 points in their last 8 games. I think I read the Bears haven't scored, and Kansas City, I think Kansas City is in the top 7 in third downs and defense in the red zone. So I can't see the Bears scoring at all. I mean, I haven't watched the Bears play at all, but. I don't know. I just think Kansas City gonna kill them. I think that right there, Kansas City and over. I like that one.
Kansas City and over.
I like it. I love it. Kansas City and over. And the second one I like is, you know, my Dolphins. I like the Dolphins. I don't care. They've been on a road. They went on a road 2 times and won both times. Now they're coming home. They playing against Denver. They always have their way with Denver. And then you got to think about it. You got to think about it. Denver is coming into all the I call it the home of the humidity. It's going to be hot as hell, or you could call it the house of horrors. When people come down there and they got to deal with that Miami heat, you know how that is down there in Miami. And I think the odds is Miami -7. I think it's going to be easy. Now, that one is the only one I don't know if it's going to be. I want to lean to the under, but I'm not sure. Right now, I'm leaning to the under. Miami and under. Miami been playing like, oh, man, Miami, I was reading up on them. They first in yards, they third in points. Tua's number one in passing yards. And the thing about it is Denver has allowed 299 passing yards in their last two games. They averaging giving up 299 passing yards. So I just think Tua going to have a field day. Even though Waddle was hurt, he still got Tyreek Hill. He still got Smythe, Berrios, Rivercraft. I just think, man, it's Miami and under and Kansas City and over. I like that.
I like the Eagles game and over.
You like the Eagles?
The Eagles game and over, 44.5. And I like the Bengals game and under.
You like the Bengals over the Rams?
Most definitely. I don't think the Bengals ain't gonna lose to no Rams. I don't think.
The Eagles. Who are the Eagles playing?
The Bucks. They're playing the Buccaneers.
Eagles playing the Bucks. They playing the Bucks.
Yeah, the Eagles playing the Buccaneers. I also like the under on the Patriots or the Jets game.
Oh yeah, that game, they always play tough because Jets still got an elite defense, and the Patriots, you know, the Patriots is the Patriots. You're not really blowing the Patriots out.
And then it's
so
like
I can see the under in that.
The venture game. I said, and it's a division game too, so you know they always play something kind of tough.
I could see the under on the Patriots and the Jets. I definitely could see the under in that. But we got what else we got? We got the Chargers playing the Rams, right?
No, the Chargers.
Chargers playing the Vikings. Chargers playing the Vikings. Eagles playing the Bucks. Chargers playing the Vikings, and then the Rams playing the Bengals. That's a rematch of the Super Bowl, without the Super Bowl filling. I don't know.
We got the Bills and the Commanders. What you think about that?
The Bills and the Commanders. Well, you know, I don't like the Bills. I don't like nothing about the Bills because they're in Miami division. The first week they looked discombobulated. The second week they looked at more like the Bills. But I'm just waiting for them to play Miami.
Better wait for them to play Cowboys.
Oh yeah, Miami got to play the Cowboys, and Miami got to play the Giants. They got a lot of good games this year.
What you think about tomorrow's slate? Tomorrow game, the Giants and the 49ers.
I think I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think the 49ers gonna crush the Giants. I think 49ers are going to beat the Giants just like the Cowboys beat the Giants. I mean, the Cowboys beat them 40-0. Cowboys beat them 40-0. I think the score tomorrow night probably be more like 49ers maybe 30, Giants maybe 10. I think last week, like I said, that game against St. Louis, it was a great comeback. I'm not taking anything away from them coming back, but hey, St. Louis ain't a top tier team, so you know what I mean. So I think going up against the 49ers, I just can't see them doing that. I see the Giants getting killed tomorrow. I see the Giants getting killed. I mean, I got a lot of people I know that love the Giants, but I'm sorry. I think 49ers are going to destroy him. What you think?
I know the Giants don't got Barkley, so that's one weapon gone.
Oh yeah, that's right. Saquon is not there.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm kind of leaning towards the under though, man. I don't know, 45.
You going with the under?
I'm leaning towards the under, man. I don't think the Giants gonna put up too many points.
Well, yeah, 49ers gonna score over points.
I think like 35-3, 35-7, or something like that.
Yeah, that's about the same. I said 30-10. That's about the same. Same.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like. We got the Falcons and the Lions too.
The Falcons and the Lions.
The Lions.
Everybody had big expectations for the Lions. You know, I don't know if they living up to it. I think they 1-1.
First week they did their thing.
The Falcons, I don't really know much about the Falcons. I would have to watch them play before I could say anything about the Falcons. Like, the Falcons is always the Falcons. You know,
yeah.
You know, they're going to be like a 500 team or under 500 team. But the Lions, I heard a lot of good thing about the Lions leading up to this season. So we'll have to see. I guess, what's the point spread?
4.5.
And who home? The Falcons home?
The Lions is home.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the Lions. I'll take the Lions more, -4.5. Easy, I'll take that. I definitely will. You know, who else we got?
Then we got the Saints and the Green Bay. Green Bay favored by 2.
Saints and Green Bay. I'm a big fan of the Saints defense this year. I heard a lot about it. I actually wanna bet on them at the deep. Put like $50 on the Saints defense to score, and try to get back like $300 or something like that.
My man,
pretty good defense.
You hear me?
You know what you said?
My man, balling though. Their quarterback, Jordan Love, my man from the Green Bay. He balling. He doing all right. So I don't know.
Saints.
Nah, for Green Bay. The Green Bay quarterback. He doing all right.
Oh, I don't know. What's the green with Green Bay?
Yeah, Green Bay.
I don't
know. Green Bay favored by 2.
Green Bay 1-1. Green Bay is home too. They home too.
Yeah.
So they got the home field advantage, so I'm not gonna mess with that game right there. I'm gonna leave that game alone. But
Okay.
We got the night game, though. We got the night game with the Steelers and the Raiders.
Okay. What you got on
what
that
you
one?
Think about that? I think the Raiders. I don't like the Raiders. I don't like the Raiders in that game.
I like the Seahawks over the Panthers though.
You like the Seahawks over the Panthers?
Yeah. I like
the Panthers. The Panthers better get it going because the Panthers is 0-2, so they better get it going. You know what I mean, or something. But you know what I heard? I heard Joe Burrow was hurt. I heard he had a calf injury.
Even with
calf injury, I think they still should beat the Rams. I think he still should be able to get it going. That's what I heard with the injury report. You know, it says something about his calf. You know who has been a surprise to me that they haven't got going yet, though?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if his best days is behind him. You know what I mean? Because if Chubb wouldn't have got hurt, you know, this would have been like a game of running backs. But now since Chubb is out, maybe it's Derrick Henry time to shine. But he haven't shown any signs of his old self yet this year. Well, it only been two games, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
And see what happens, you know. So I don't know. Like I said, my main games today, this week I'm focusing on is Miami Dolphins. And Miami Dolphins beating the Denver Broncos. In Kansas City, destroying the Chicago Bears, and I just hope that don't let me down. I don't know whether I'm going over or under or how I'm going, but that's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, see, I don't want to mess up. We've been doing so good, but I'm gonna throw some picks out there. I'm gonna pick the Cowboys game to go over 43.5. I'm gonna pick.
Oh, you like that's gonna be one of your picks?
Yeah, Cowboys game to go over 43.5. I like the Seahawks to beat Panthers.
Uh huh.
I like the Eagles game and over. And I also like the Bengals to beat the Rams money line. That's my four right there.
Four, really like five. Eagles and over. Well, I'm going to tell you what I like before we go to the phones. I like Miami run line. I like Kansas City run line and over. I like 49ers run line, and I like, let me see who my fourth pick is. Man, I gotta keep my my good average going here. I like let's see who else I'm gonna go with. Let me look. Wait a minute. Look at this. Let's take another look at it. I'm going to come back to that pick. Let me come back to that and see what's going on. I'm going to come back to that, my fourth one, because I'm not really sure who I'm going to pick yet. But those are picks for the weeks. I like Miami run line, Kansas City Chiefs run line and over, 49ers run line. I'm going to go pick another one in a minute. And sincere like the Cowboys over, Seahawks, what, money line?
Yeah.
Seahawks money line. Eagles money
game
line
over.
And over.
Yeah.
That's money line and over. And Cincinnati money line. This week I'm gonna try to go with some I'm gonna try to put some money on my picks. If we would have put some money on them, we would have been doing good.
Two weeks in a row,
yeah. So we're going to see what happens. Let me see who we got. If anybody on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. Let's see who we got out there.
Oh. Hey, Sean.
6921, you live.
Yeah. I'm here, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, this Lou. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for
What's
calling my show
on?
Last week.
Oh, yeah. It was
hey,
nice. I loved it. It was a good show.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, I like the way I like the format, the way you do it.
Yeah. Well,
that's
the way I always thought about doing it, you know, in the years I've done it. A good long
yeah,
stretch.
You got years under your belt. This only my second or third show, so I'm a newbie. I'm new at it.
Compared to yes. Yeah.
But how did you like week two of football?
Well, I wasn't surprised by the Jets lost to the Cowboys. I mean, after all, I wasn't expecting it. You know, when Rodgers went down and going up against Big D over there, I knew it was going to be a mess. I wasn't expecting maybe 30-0, but I did expect a loss, you know, from the Jets. But maybe this week they can turn things around because at some point you got to break a losing streak against the same opponent. I mean, 18-0 against the Patriots, something's got to give. And remember, it's not Tom Brady's Patriots anymore. So, you know, this could be a good sign. I hope. We knew it was the Giants looking pressed out of that comeback, even though I'm not a Giant fan. But then again, it was against Arizona. And come on, seriously, if anybody really expected anything from Arizona, no.
That's what I said. It was against Arizona. I mean, it was a good comeback, but it was against Arizona.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, heck, my. I mean, probably ASU can be probably Arizona. Oh no! Oh.
Right.
All right, everybody.
We have to see how they do tomorrow night against the 49ers. I really want to see that game and see if the Giants, what the Giants gonna do, because now they lost the first game. They got destroyed by the Cowboys. They came back and showed a little bit of heart against St. Louis and Will. But now they got to go right back up against a powerhouse, the 49ers. I want to see.
I don't see it happening here.
How they
do?
No, I don't think nothing is happening. I told you. I think Giants going to. I think 49ers going to destroy them.
Yep.
I think that's an easy minus 10. Easy. I would even think by halftime, I could see the 49ers up by 10 by halftime. I might be wrong, but we'll see. We'll see. And then without Saquon Barkley hurt too.
That makes it even worse. I mean, he's going to be out for 3 weeks, so that's going to do damage to the Giants' offense.
Yeah. Because now, I mean, I don't know who they backup is, but now they're gonna have to lean more toward the pass.
They have a few in mind. They have a few on the list, but they haven't made a decision who they're gonna go for.
Right.
So you saying I can put the house on? You saying?
Yeah.
Huh?
But so I should put the house on it.
Oh, on the 49ers.
Yeah.
You sound like you think the Giants gonna play, you know, hang in there and play tough.
I'm saying, man, they professionals, man, but I don't know. I don't know. It might be they might got some confidence up in them, man. But you know, 49ers,
you think 10 is too much? You think minus 10 is too much?
Nah, I'm a rock with you, man. I think the Giants gonna get killed, man. But
yeah, it's only 10 points.
Yeah,
that's not really. Hey, Lou, what you think about my Miami Dolphins, Lou?
Hey, wow, Dolphins did it. But I still think it's you know, kind of tough, you know, with them. I mean, this is not, you know, what Miami isn't the same team used to be either.
No.
No,
it's everything with Miami is going to depend on how long Tua can stay healthy.
If Tua can stay healthy
and injury free, I can see Miami going deep into the playoffs. But if Tua go down and gets hurt, that's it. We got Mike White. I don't got no faith in him. We done. Yeah, we got Mike White.
Oh, man, he little too, man.
Yeah, we should have kept him. If we would have had him, maybe we would have made, you know, would have made the playoffs last year.
Who?
You like the Cowboys?
No, because Mike White did play for the Jets last season.
Oh, yeah. You a Cowboy fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cowboy fan. Two Cowboys fans.
So Lou, you think we're gonna cut? You think the Cowboys are gonna cover that 10, that 12.5?
12.5 is a lot, but I think they're gonna take it.
I like the over. What you think about the over? Over 44.
Over 44. Yeah, that seems legit.
Yeah, I think they're gonna go 44.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be over. I think
that's
gonna be over too.
Because the Giants,
really good.
The Giants and the Cardinals went over. They time and they didn't score. They don't got a power offense like that.
The Giants is what?
The Giants and the Cardinals. They game went over last week.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, Giants came back and made that big comeback. I forgot what the final score was, but wasn't it
31-28. Yeah, something like that.
31-28. Oh, okay, yeah, they put a lot of numbers up. I don't know. I can't wait to see. I want to see how good it is. But on another note, I know you heard about the New England Patriot fan who was killed by in the stadium when, you know, he had a fight with a Miami Dolphin fan
and
he was punched in the head, I think, 2 times and fell and had a heart attack. But
what?
And that's very sad. Yeah, mm-hmm. A fan was killed.
Fan violence
But the thing is that's causing a lot of concern is it only been 32 games this year, right? And they already had 80 people arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, even though last year after 2 games it was 140 people arrested for disorderly conduct, but this year, but it dropped considerably this year to 80. But the difference is, I think this is like the second death, maybe, or something like that. I think somebody had a heart attack last Thursday night or something like that. And this guy, was in a fight with a Miami Dolphins fan and got hit and fell down and died. I don't really know what they're gonna do about that. Yeah, they got to do something. I don't know if they got to up the security or stop the serving alcohol or I don't know. But that when people start getting killed in the stands, I think it's better to stay home and watch it on TV.
I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, I heard about it. You know, it happened because Miami was playing New England, and a guy got into an argument. And they showed it on the news today. He was on Fighting, and he got hit, punched in the face two times or something, and hit the ground, and he had a heart attack. They tried to resuscitate him, and he died. He was 53-year-old, 30-year New England fan. Yeah, and he died. Yeah.
Wow.
But the thing is like that's the 80 people been arrested so far this year for disorderly conduct. And I mean, think about it. Last year, after two games, it was 140 people arrested for disorderly conduct. I'm like, even though it dropped down by 60, it's still like the numbers is like astonishing. Like 80 people, like come on, like that's crazy. So it's people like, are you going to the games looking for trouble, or is trouble finding you, or what is it? It kind of makes you want to stay home. Excuse me?
They're going to look for trouble.
They looking for trouble, right? Yeah, that's a big. Now look, somebody got to go to jail for murder, you know, behind a football team.
Crazy. That's
you
wild.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a reason of concern.
They need more security or something. That's crazy.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see who else I got on this line. 7468. You live?
Yo.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up, Dre?
I got a question. I want to go back to the Jets. I was hearing that they were trying to get Tom Brady to come on retirement to back up for Aaron Rodgers being down.
What do you guys think about that?
And my second question is, if they can't get Tom Brady, what do you think about getting Kaepernick to come back into the NFL?
Yeah.
I heard that
Kaepernick agent reached out to the Jets, but they still ain't want to sign him. And I don't think Brady gonna come back with
no.
But I heard about that.
How about you? Yeah, I did. How about you, Lou? What you think about that?
I think my rule is that you're not allowed to come back if you're only with different other teams. So as much as people like the idea, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
Right. How about them getting Kaepernick?
Forget it. Look, he's been out so long, I don't think anybody's interested in him anyway. He's been out 7 years, and you know if he does come back, you know he's going to cause controversy anyway, and I think it's time the NFL try to avoid that. We don't need a repeat of, of that.
Yeah. I think every time a team quarterback gonna go down, they're gonna mention Tom Brady. You know, they're gonna mention bringing Tom Brady back. But I don't, even though I think he lost his wife because he wouldn't retire, but I don't think he's coming back this time. But Kaepernick,
unless he wants to give up ownership.
Kaepernick is I got a lot of mixed emotions about that. Number one, like Lou said, he's been out of football 7 years now, but he's been out of football 7 years because nobody wanted to give him a chance. And the reason being, nobody wanted to give him a chance. I would, because the reason he's not playing, I mean, to me it's not, you know,
stupid.
It's not a reason to cut nobody career short.
All right.
I don't think because nobody, whether you want to kneel during the national anthem or not kneel during the national anthem, I think that should be like handled within the team. I don't think outsiders should be able to control that. Now, if the team, the whole team, you know what I mean, is against it and they're against the player for doing it, then that's a different story. But I don't think, like, society should be able to determine what a man's beliefs are and what they not. Everybody got their own opinion. And I mean, I served in the military, so I'm not just saying that. I served in the military, so I'm not saying that because I'm, you know, I'm like, I'm not patriotic or nothing like that. I just believe that everybody got their own belief, and that's what this country is about. You know, it's about freedom of speech. So if he got a reason that he don't want to stand during the national anthem, I just believe that's his business. That's just me. But on the flip side to that, like Lou just said, nobody is never going to give him another chance because it's going to cause too much controversy. Nobody don't want to bring that much distraction to their team. It's just too much.
Jay, can I say one thing?
Yeah, what's up?
The reason for kneeling during the national anthem wasn't nothing against America. It was against police brutality. And if you take notice, after his whole situation, it actually opened people's eyes on police brutality.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what? Well, I mean, yeah, it was for police brutality. But I mean, you know, all that stuff to me personally, all that stuff don't got nothing to do with football. But I guess using his notoriety and his popularity and all that, I guess people feel like it's a good time and a good place. But I just think that they could use the energy somewhere else, you know, sometime, you know what I mean? Because sports is sports, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we could talk for hours about that, you know what I mean? And the bottom line is this. 7 years ago when all that happened and he left sports, he to be honest with you, if you go back and look at his stats, he wasn't doing good then either. Know what I mean? He wasn't so he wasn't doing good at all. So it's just good for debates and discussions and why did he disrespect the national anthem and police brutality and he not showing being patriotic and this and that. I just think it's too much, you know, and I don't know. Go play in the CFL start off in the CFL and make some noise over there, and then let's see what happens if you're going to come back to the NFL.
You know, that's a great idea.
That's a good question, though. That's a good question you brought up. What's a good idea?
Yeah, he should go play in the CFL. If you really want to play football and your mind is set on playing football, go overseas and play.
Yeah, that's all. If you really want to play, but maybe he want to come back and start more, you know, controversy. I don't know. I don't even care. You know what I mean? His accomplishments are high. Super Bowl, from where he came from, being adopted and raised by a white family. And, I mean, the movie, if you've seen the movie was great that he did. That was, I mean, if you've seen the movie, I saw it about his life story. That was a great movie. But I just think his time is over. He's been out of the NFL 7 years. I mean, 7 years is a that's a long time to come back to a contact sport after step. I don't even think I ever heard of anybody ever doing that in the history of football coming back after 7 years. It might be the first, or maybe somebody did, but I don't know about it. You know, but anyway, that was a good question, Dre. That was a good one. But we had so much different things going on in sports when a lot of times, as a fan, like, we just love the game. Like, I just love the game. That's so. I just love the sport, the competitiveness. I love everything about sports, all sports. And I can't say that kneeling during the national anthem, I can't say it was right or it was wrong. I just could say it's not a place for that. It's not a place for that in football. You know what I mean? Like, I just think he could have channeled the energy in another way somewhere else. But, you know, hey, that's me. I'm not a million-dollar football quarterback. So, and that's up to him. Yeah. We'll leave that alone, you know. But anyway, we got to Sincere had to step out for a minute. So I think he gave his picks, and I had to kind of – you got any locks for this week, Lou? Any good picks for us or my listeners? Did you go over Sunday's card?
Yeah, I did.
Anybody you like?
Well, let's see. I got to refer back to my notes here a bit, so – I said I had for the with the Packers game, the Bengals, the Packers over the Saints.
You like the Packers?
Yes.
Anybody else?
I'm still thinking Jets over Patriots.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a good game.
Yeah.
You think the Jets gonna beat the Patriots? That's gonna be a good one. I think that's gonna be a defensive game too. I definitely think that game is going under.
Yes.
That's a pretty good two. But give us one more.
All right. I'll give me one more. Let me look here, because I was looking over the schedule for this week. I was thinking, and I'm thinking, let's see here. I'm going to say the Lions over the Falcons. I was thinking, well, the Falcons are good this year, but I think with the Lions at home, and they're a much better improved team they have been in the past. So I do think that the Lions are going to beat the Falcons. Sorry, Dirty Birds.
He said, sorry, Dirty Birds. Yeah,
yes.
I like those three. I like those three picks. I really do. I like those three picks. But, yeah, my nephew had to step out. I'm not going to stay on too late. Yeah, that's my nephew. He had to step out for a minute. I said I was gonna do one more pick, and looking over the schedule, I think I'm gonna take the Jets game under as my fourth pick. Cause I really believe that game is going under. So, Lou, what's going on with your show this Saturday? I'll be definitely tuning in. What's going on with it?
All right.
Any
topics
you want to talk about?
We'll continue with the MLB playoff chase because now there's only a week to go. We'll also, of course, college and pro football predictions. We'll also, of course, head about NHL because training camp is opening up and preseason games are going to start this weekend. So I want to take predictions on who you think is going to do well in each division this year. And for those of you of special interest, we'll look at the first round of the WNBA playoffs. That's why I said WNBA playoffs. I cover that too. So if you got time, it's on Saturday, that's East Coast time now. Keep that in mind. East Coast time. The Enhanced Sports Show number is 512-543-4662. Once again,
512-543-4662. Wait, say that again. What did it say it again, Lou? 512.
543-4662, and its title is the Enhanced Sports Show.
All right, and yeah, I got the YouTube channel. It's just 512-543-4662, and that's Saturday from 4 to 6, right?
Yes.
Saturday from 4 to 6. Yeah, you know what else I wanted to talk about before I end the show? I also wanted to talk about I can't leave the show without talking about Colorado and Deion Sanders. It's a lot of coaches out there that's not liking Deion's I guess bravado or his coaching, but I mean his team is winning. Now if they was losing it would be different, but they winning.
Right.
And did you see that he broke the record for the ESPN views on TV? He broke the record.
Yeah.
I heard I forgot how many millions of dollars he has brought to Colorado, the school, or since he's been there. I really think he's doing a good thing. I mean, you can't always keep things the same. Like, you can't always, I mean, every now and then somebody got to break the mold. In boxing, it was Muhammad Ali. In hockey, it was Wayne Gretzky. In basketball, it was Allen Iverson. And WNBA is, what's her name? Reese, the girl Reese. It's always somebody who come along and they before they time and they change the whole dynamic of a sports or coaching. And it could be a player or a coach. It doesn't just have to, I mean, remember Ray Knight, the coach at Indiana, throwing chairs and choking players and
Bobby Knight.
His style of coaching. Yeah. Or Phil Jackson with the sage, which was really weed, I think. It could go on and on and on with the different styles of the coaches and the different wardrobes or whatever. So, I don't know. I just tell people, just sit back and enjoy the ride. That's all. Sports is fun. They say life is short. Sports is short. I mean, you know, let's sit back and enjoy the ride. And I didn't know NHL preseason started or practices started.
First preseason game is Friday.
It's Friday?
Yep.
Oh, okay. The first NHL preseason is Friday. I follow hockey, too. I don't know as much about it as I should, but I follow it, though. It's almost time to close out. Hey, Lou, I want to thank you for calling in. You know, and I'll be there. Sure. I'll be on your show Saturday. And if anybody else listening want to join Lou's show on Saturday, it's actually a good show. I like the way you do the open forum. I like the way you do that.
I'm gonna listen up to
the way you bring. Yeah, the way you bring people in, I like the way you did that. You know what I mean? And hopefully one day my show will be as good as yours. And
hey, thanks, Tom. I wasn't so great in the beginning. I'll tell you that right now. I didn't think it was going to last, 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Wow, that's a long time.
I'm in my sixth year with this.
So you be live? You be live? Video?
Yeah.
Live video.
He got a YouTube page, Enhanced.
Yeah.
He got a YouTube page, too.
So, actually, I've been doing this for 10 years, but the first 3 years were just a local operation. Then I started calling other shows, and somebody requested me Like, do you want to try and call me short? Yeah, okay. Everybody gets 15 minutes of fame, so this is going to be mine. And I thought, okay, one and done. But then, the producer was like, you know, this guy does his stuff. Why don't you run as a regular? And then time wore on, I became like a substitute co-host, then a co-host. And then finally in 2018, the job is yours.
That's good, man. That's good. That's keep up the good work, man.
You got to pay your dues. I did.
Yeah, you definitely got to pay your dues. Thanks, Dre. Dre, thank you for calling in with that great topic. Sin, another good show. I'll be talking to you. And, we'll be back next week, you know, getting bigger and better as we go along. And with that being said, you got anything to say, Sin, before we sign out?
Small time hustlers, baby. You want to win some money, we got some good picks 2 weeks in a row. 1 week, four in a row.
My fourth pick was the Jets and over. Jets and Patriots under.
Okay. The first 2 weeks, we lost one time. So, you know, we got some good things, some good picks going on. So, listen up to Small Time Hustlers, baby.
Oh, this time I'm betting on the picks we did.
Yeah, me too.
This time I'm betting on them. I got them right here. I screenshot them and sent them to you. This time and Lou gave out three picks too: Packers, Jets,
yeah,
and Lions. So, oh, you heard it?
Yeah, he said the Jets, like Green Bay. Yeah, I heard them.
Yeah. Green Bay Jets and Lions, yeah. All right, with that being said, we out of here, man. Small Time Hustler Sports Show. We see you next week, next Friday. We out of here. That's all, folks. Small time hustlers. We out of here.